Chong Yi, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Our absolute pleasure. Chong Yi, what is your reaction to the latest news that Yang has been, in fact, charged with espionage, given the the rather serious risks there?
Yes, I'm furious. I'm very furious about this escalation. Yang's arrest, to me, is an unacceptable abuse of an Australian citizen and unacceptable abuse of basic human rights. This completely appeals from up charge against him.
What do you make of the argument that this is an escalation in China's hostage diplomacy tactic, that it is retaliation for failing Aus-China relations?
Yes, Australia has been regarded by Chinese authorities as the most close ally to the United States in applied ban on Huawei operation.
Mm-hmm.
It's also seen as a most blunt country which push back what we call the democratic pushback for the Chinese United Front operation in democracies around the world.
And just sort of to expand on that one a little bit, how would Yang be used as something of a pawn?
Because he has been targeted by the Chinese authorities for more than a decade. You may already know that he has a nickname, Democracy Peddler. He's a democracy peddler, selling the ideas of democracy, human rights, rule of law, all those what we call universal values. But in the eyes of Chinese communist regime, all these ideas have been seen as subversive ideas to the one-party rule in China.
Mm. Now, we've seen different public responses from Foreign Minister Maurice Payne, Deputy PM Michael McCormack. We've seen reactions from PM Scott Morrison. Payne advocated for proper treatment and a fair trial, while McCormack sort of shunned the question, and as I said before, Morrison sort of indicating he's just going to keep the hands off this one. What do you feel needs to be done by the Australian government in advocating for Yang?
Actually, I had been pushed from day one bad intention. Genuinely, I have communicated with the Foreign Affairs Department all the way from day one, as I said. I asked them to issue an open demand for immediate release of Yang Hongjun, because all these charges or accusations are groundless. But the defect have originally took what they call soft diplomacy or quiet diplomacy. They told me that they have met all the representations to Chinese relevant officials, including Foreign Affairs Minister, behind the scenes. Of course, the major concern for them is that they want to what we call the balance between the human rights advocacy and the trade relationship, commercial benefit, if you like. I'm very happy that the Foreign Minister and for that matter also Prime Minister has come out at long last to issue that quite strong open statement to ask the Chinese authorities for release of Yang. This is a very good development in my view. And then I believe the Australian government should do more and keep this momentum and tell the world, tell the Chinese authorities in particular, we value dignity of human beings, we value the life of Australian citizens, we value human rights more than we value commercial interest.
Mm. Well, that is unfortunately a balancing act when it comes to dealing with China, it seems, for a lot of nations right now. Chung Yi, obviously this is one we're going to have to keep our eyes on in the future. Really do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.